Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 4 is the example of Abraham, called a father of faith. Verse 19, Romans 4:19, he was not weak in faith. Well, this centurion had the greatest faith. He certainly wasn't weak in faith. But Abraham, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not. That's the same word translated waver in James, and it's the same word translated doubt in Mark 11:23. Same word. How did Abraham and Sarah get a miracle of a child when he's 100 and she's 90? She couldn't conceive when she's 20. This is a miracle. How? No wavering. Somebody say, no wavering.
No wavering.
No wavering. He considered not how old he was, the condition of his body, the condition of Sarah's body. You could not get him to talk about them being too old. He wouldn't consider it. Why? Because he's heard from God. Amen. We're having this baby. Amen. Yeah, but what if? No, what about? Yeah, but what if? No what ifs. No wavering. No plan B.
All right.
He staggered not. He wavered not. He doubted not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Verse 21, being what?
Believe.
That's the opposite of wavering.
Right.
Fully persuaded. Fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he was able to perform. You know what else this is? Complete submission to the Word of God. And it's not like they didn't have a moment, because both of them did. The first time God told Abraham that the promised child was going to come through Sarah, he laughed. He thought it was funny and asked God, you know, let Ishmael live before you. That's wavering. But he got over it and he quit it. The first time Sarah heard it, you remember? She laughed. She thought it was funny. And the Lord said, why did you laugh? She said, "Who? I didn't." He said, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. How many understood? They had to get past the laughing.
Amen.
Had to get past thinking it was funny. Why? Had to get past thinking this can't happen. There's no way. This is too big. This is too hard. This is too much. And we know where they got. They got out of the wavering. They got past the laughing and questioning and wondering, and they got into the fully, oh come on, help me out, fully persuaded. It irritates me a little bit when I hear people say, well, I said that and I believed God and nothing happened and I prayed to be healed and it didn't work and I prayed, you know, to get my bills paid and God didn't do it. God didn't let you down.
Amen.
Don't come trying to tell me he lied and didn't do his word.
Amen.
Never. Never. But what happens all too often is wondering and wavering and vacillating and doubting and second guessing. And that doesn't work. What did James say? Let him ask in faith. What? No wavering. And it'll be given him. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. The Bible said you won't receive anything till you quit wavering about it. Well, maybe he will, maybe he won't. You won't receive anything. Maybe he will heal me, maybe he won't. You won't be healed. Maybe he'll give me the money for it, maybe he won't. I hope so. We're trying, we're believing. No, you're not yet believing. You're talking, you're using religious terminology, but you're still questioning. That's why it's good to read your chapter. Every day, Monday through Friday, come to church, hear faith-building things, go to faith school. Is that right? If it's healing, you need to hear about healing until healing comes out your eyeballs and your ears, until you are fully. Go, somebody say fully, fully, fully. People say, well, how long does it take God to do something? It ain't a problem of how long it takes God to do something. How long does it take for you to get your mind made up? That's the question. How long will you halt between two opinions? Hallelujah. But here's the thing. Jesus never said anything in faith but what it came to pass. Amen. Every spirit he commanded to leave, it left. Every disease, every one of them, he commanded to leave, they left. Every time. You know why? He's not wondering whether this is going to work or not. He's not hoping this works. He is completely convinced. He is fully persuaded, and the reason he's fully persuaded is because he's fully submitted. Oh, did anybody hear that? Because he's fully submitted. Let me read some scriptures to you. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Here is an answer. Oh, it's a big answer. You believe it or not, saints?
Yes.
Oh, here's a big answer to this question. If it's true that the problem of having things come to pass that we say and pray is getting rid of the wavering, how do I get rid of the wavering? How do I get rid of the vacillation? This is it. This is it. A failure to submit is a failure to trust. Y'all with me, friends?
Yes.
It's a failure to trust. Jesus said in John 5:30, don't turn to these, I just want to read them one after another to you. John 5:30, Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Was Jesus completely submitted to the Father? In John 8:28, Jesus said, I do nothing. How much?
Nothing.
Nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. John 12:49, Jesus said, I have not spoken of myself. Another way that could be translated is from myself. I haven't spoken from myself, but my Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know the commandment, his commandment is life everlasting. Whatever I speak, therefore, even as the Father, or just as the Father said to me, that's what I speak. Jesus wouldn't command the stones to be made bread. He wouldn't do it. Why? It wasn't the Father who told him to do that. It was the enemy trying to tell him to do that. And what the enemy was trying to tell him to do was a needed thing. He's hungry and he needs bread. Can you see how tricky the devil is? And it's kind of a questioning, do you really believe what you say, that you speak to the mountain and obey? Well, speak to that rock. You believe what you say, practice what you preach. You're hungry, aren't you? Yeah, but Jesus was so submitted to the Father, He would not give a command he didn't hear the Father say.
Amen.
Isn't it the same thing that the centurion saying, I'm under authority. Let's talk about the centurion. The people that's under him, the authority the centurion has, why does he have that authority? He got it from the people who are over him. Is that right? It's not his authority. It's authority from them they delegated to him. What if he stops obeying the orders of his superiors? He will immediately lose his authority over his inferiors. The only reason he has authority over his soldiers and servants is because he is under the authority of those over him. Jesus walked in total authority. He spoke to the wind and it obeyed him. He spoke to the waves, they obeyed him. He rebuked fever and it left just like that. He spoke to the dead and they were raised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is he walking in authority?
Yes.
Is he walking in power?
Yes.
And he's walking in protection. Why? He said, it's not mine. It's not my own. I'm only saying what I hear the Father say. He's saying all the authority I'm walking in is because I'm under the Father. And I'm only speaking what he gives me to say.
Amen.
Great faith is connected. You can't be separated from complete submission. Can't be separated. Hallelujah. Listen to John 15. John 15, 4. Anybody stirred up about this?
Yes.
Are there answers here?
Yes.
Oh, there's big answers here. Hallelujah. He said, abide in me. That means live in me. How many understand you're not supposed to just visit with Jesus on Sunday for a little while? Jesus said, live with me.
Amen.
And I'm going to live with you, in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. We are just like a limb on a tree. You cut us off from that tree, we're done. Jesus is the trunk. He's the vine. He's the tree. Verse 5, Jesus said, I'm the vine. You are the branches. He that abides or lives or stays in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If you're not submitted to him, if you're not listening to him, you can pray, you can beg, you can command, you can shout, and it'll amount to nothing. And this has happened.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.